statistician.
He was trying to stay anesthesiologist, I think.
No, I can stay anesthesiologist. She's like a nurse anesthetist.
She's a nurse anesthetist. Fucking
whatever. It's bullshit.
All right, let's go.
Is the thing on?
Look, we're just getting caught up on the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills drama. Nurse anesthetist.
I don't think that's what it was.
She is.
I don't think that's how you say it.
So she's anyway, like the runner.
Welcome to UCR Live. My name's Steve, and I'm being corrected by Jeffrey.
He doesn't know
it
anything.
Got pretty intense, actually. See, everyone misses the real drama.
We couldn't say esthetician, but that's okay. It's all good. Oh. We live. We've got the luscious Luke with us. And, of course, tonight we have been blessed by the Christmas spirit of Miss Katrina A. Johnson.
It's still Christmas over here.
It's always Christmas in your heart, isn't it, Kitty?
Absolutely.
How have you been, my gorgeous girl? What's been happening?
Well, I'm skinny. Because
I'm with
the stomach flu.
Isn't it wonderful, Kitty? I just got over being sick too. It's amazing.
Yeah, I mean, I've been asking for it. I've been saying, you know, I'm only like one stomach flu away from my goal weight, but I can tell you that's not true. I'm two stomach flus away.
Just hoping for a tapeworm. You're like, maybe.
That's so scary, though.
It's the worst feeling, too, because you're like, I don't know if I can trust my body. And that's not okay.
Well, like, at least to this show, I know where people put worms and snakes. And I want nothing.
And lobsters.
And lobsters, yeah. We want nothing to do with
that. Lady was rude. Didn't she die?
No, that was the
she hurt herself, didn't she?
No, she died, but the lady who put a fish in a pussy died, killed herself, remember?
I thought it was the lobster lady in the vagine.
She hurt herself. That was the whole, the lobster in the vagine lady died because that's why they got the call.
Oh.
Because she fell and cracked her head on the toilet because she was so scared. That's how she died.
Okay. Well,
sometimes the trash takes itself out.
Yeah, look. I have a strong feeling that happened in Florida too. Like, not to malign a whole county.
Is her name Elisa?
Oh, we are swinging for the fences early in the show today. No. My goodness. Oh, dear. Luke, how are you? What's going on?
I'm okay. Oh, Saber's Kitty just got over a flu of some sort. I don't know really what it was, but it's great. I've got abdominals happening. It's inspired me just to be fit and healthy again. Who would have? See, look, you've got to get the positives out of a bad situation. I got skinnier and I got inspired. So bring it on.
bring it on. That's nice.
Yeah, bring it on. That was a good movie.
It was a good movie. And they were very skinny. Hello, Dogsy. How are you, my friend? He's here. I'm sure we're going to get some lovely British whatever. You two. I can see that chat happening. It's okay. I won't be distracted by you. Jeffrey, how are you today?
What's today?
How are you? It is Thursday. Where you are? Thursday night.
Oh, okay. I don't know my name, but I want to say thank you for making me the new Miss America. Okay. I have no idea what's happening or where I am or what's my name. It's been a very, very long week, and I'm... ready for
me. I feel a bit sad for you.
I need laugh.
I feel a bit sad for you. I'm leaving. Oh, and I'm muted.
No, I'm still here.
I feel like I've only been gone from your place for 2 weeks.
And all hell is broken loose.
Tell me about it. It feels like a fucking month and a half.
Yeah.
The amount of shit that has gone on amount of shit that has gone wrong, I'm just like,
who the hell was I just? Oh, it's Kelly. I was on the phone with Kelly before the show. And she's like, I can't believe it's February. And I was like, I've been back in New York for a year. And I can't, in the same breath, it feels like, you know, dog years of like a decade, But at the same time, it doesn't feel like it's been a year. So, you know, it's the weirdest feeling.
It is a weird feeling.
Time is going so slow and so fast.
Dogsy, thank you for... I have put the girth in Perth before, but I'm actually in Newcastle, so I put the arse in Newcastle.
Yeah, and I saw you said you're glad he had a safe flight. Well, we weren't. We were running stories about plane crashes all week.
Yeah, you guys are like, well, fuck you. You were hoping...
Although, yeah, put it out in the universe. I didn't want you to crash. I just want you to have a story happen.
You guys were hoping that there was going to be some kind of Alaskan Airlines side of the plane blowing
out. Yeah, like abduction or something.
But not abduction. We didn't want you to get sucked out, but like maybe if you lost your phone or something.
What was that movie?
How would I record it if I had to put up my phone?
I tried getting you to watch and you were like, no.
Alive.
No,
I was trying to get to something.
It was
Yellow Jackets.
The one, where they crashed in the side of the mountain.
And it's like, it was like a lot. It was like a lot.
It just came out on Netflix. Like, thank you.
That sounds so scary.
No plane crash. Like, no shows plane before crash I have to things. Travel.
And I was like, why?
I'm like, oh, right. Yeah.
That's the one who's terrified to fly. Oh, let's watch people blow up.
Before I right. fly, the thing that I do the most is watch plane crash videos on YouTube because I'm like, I'm going to do this to desensitize myself. So and I'm then ready. By the time that I get on the plane, I'm like.
And you work yourself into a hysteria. And then like, you don't do it. You can't even say anesthetiologist.
You're going to make sure you de-ice the wing, right? And you know how to do the rudder thing if the thing goes wrong. Like, you know.
Oh my god, wait, I totally buried the lead here. One of the flights I had home had the hottest male air steward person I've ever seen in my life. And I tried so hard to get a photo, but it's real hard to do. So like discreetly, I was like pretending to be asleep. I'm like
creeper.
He looked like remember when Wentworth, someone's vibrator's going off. What is that?
Oh, I'm sorry, I didn't think you'd be able to hear it out here.
That's not you.
Is it me?
It's you! Yeah.
It's Kitty!
Katrina's vibes going hard. Oh dear. Oh
man.
You thought you could be discreet, dolls. It's all
and a girl, and a girl.
Can't see what's happening down there.
Yeah. All of a sudden, like, there's going to be like 400 people that pop up in the viewer and be like, Katrina H. Johnson from Nickelodeon's all day had a vibrator up live on air. Click.
Well, we know what this week's clip of the show is going to be.
Can you do the what is it? When Harry met Sally, like, can you do the fake orgasm?
No.
I'll have what she's having.
No, I've already made a shake of boobs the other day. I think we've exploited the girl enough.
She's on her sick bed, but she's still tuning in. Thank you, Vera. We love her too. God love her. She's here. She's in spirit. Yeah, but so he kind of looked like a mix between, remember when Wentworth Miller was really hot at the beginning of Prison Break? And that guy, remember that criminal guy with the blue eyes that everyone was like moist about? It was like a
mix the one that, the hot criminal that they did the mugshot of, remember him?
Oh.
He looked like him. Yeah, and he had like really prominent jaw. I was like, oh my God, I think I'm just
the Wentworth guy is gorgeous.
Yes,
I don't know who that is.
Wentworth Miller from Prison Break.
I've never watched it.
He's one of us.
You're missing out. He's beautiful.
One of us.
He jumped on Jeffrey, the fag bag. You need to catch up your pop culture. Come on, man.
Yeah, because Prison Break only finished like what, nearly 20 years ago, but that's okay. We live.
We do. We absolutely do.
It was called Prison Break, right? I was kind of like into Melrose Place. You know what I mean?
There's nothing.
Yeah, but you have a thing for like bad boys too, don't you? You know, we're all attracted to the toxic.
My first ex was like, spent 10 years in prison. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah. So you're feeling it.
Yeah.
Oh, there you go.
Oh.
Okay. You know, Kitty's onto it.
Yeah.
Vibrating.
Oh, there goes the vibrator again.
He's okay.
No, but this guy was pretty.
You gotta see the show.
Yeah, this guy was buffer and had like a really defined jaw and was like very.
Wow. You
know, I was like,
he must have a sugar daddy because.
Hawaiian Airlines. I think he might have been straight. Actually, he was very like.
Did you order salty nuts at least?
He gave me water.
No, I think you could have done better.
Yeah, come on.
Maybe I was only in premium. I was only in premium economy. I wasn't like living my best life up in the top.
Why didn't you offer to suck his dick so you could get the first class,
Jeffrey?
Yeah,
I know. This is a family show.
Let me handle your nuts so I can get some free nuts.
Yeah, I don't
have the balls. Much to offer on Hawaiian Airlines.
I know. I don't have the skills that Katrina has.
You've gotten a leg.
With my nut handling ability, it's not up to Kitty. I've got to train under the master.
Oh one my! Day,
Kitty would have had her seat upgraded like that, and had top service.
No, yeah. She was still too old. You were still too old for Leo back then, mate, weren't you? Weren't you in your 20s back then? Doesn't he only like him till they're 28? You were just probably edging 25. Out. Oh, you were okay. Well, then you were prime Leo candidate then.
What? Well, what are you talking about?
You should have handled that.
Well, you missed it, Jeffrey. I talked about it on last episode.
We've talked about it a couple of times.
A few times, Jeff, I think. Yeah.
Jeff's memory. So speaking is not of
hot
so good.
Nuts, well, it's hot knots, wasn't it, Kitty?
Garlic knots.
And he kept saying hot knots, didn't he? Keep saying that to you, and you were just like, "What the hell's happening?"
Oh my gosh!
Oh, all overcome. Did it make you do this?
Hot load of hot topics.
It could very well could have.
No, it did not.
I will not incriminate myself on this show any further than we already have in the last couple of years.
No.
You know, never. Speaking of incriminating ourselves in the last couple of years, we did a rewind show on Tuesday, way back when, 2012. Whoa. Michelle Visage, Jeffrey, that was actually a really good show.
It was a train wreck.
You were asking all the good questions. Katrina was in Paris. It was a very exciting time. I was like living vicariously through this interview. It was very good.
I don't remember. All I remember is I gave her the wrong time. She was so fucking annoyed with me.
Well, she was
very gracious about it, though. She was such a sweetheart.
It was a great episode.
She's great. I mean,
she's great.
She is on it.
She was radio. She's a radio girl. She knows what she's doing. Mm-hmm. She has had. You can tell Katrina had had a big night. That was like, hi. I'm here.
Hello, Michelle Visage.
I'm in Paris. And I had a fight with some prostitutes. I'm like, wow. Love our show.
I know, like, Michelle, wasn't she just like,
she's like, you go, girl. Like, Visage is like, whoa.
I went to the, what's the famous show there? Moulin Rouge.
Oh, yeah. Oh, the hookers and that were going you.
It's in the seediest part of town. It's like all these like brothels and strip clubs, but the strip clubs are brothels. But we didn't know. Me and my friends go and we walk into one and they will not serve us. They will not talk to us. They were so mean.
Oh, because you're a woman.
Because we're all girls.
Oh.
Yeah, so they were stealing their thunder. It happened like we went to a ping pong show in Thailand. Like it was me, a gay guy, another gay guy, and a girl. And they knew we were there just to take the piss, right? We weren't going to be buying the girls drinks and whatever. So then this one come over, the madam come over, and she was like this big bitch. And she's like, you buy her a drink. And I said, no, I didn't buy her a drink. And then she called the girl over and she's like, yeah, he bought me a drink and he didn't pay for it. I'm like, I bought you a drink. I'm like, let's get it together here, honey. come on. But we ended up having to leave because they were like going to, I think they were going to beat the shit out of us. So we're like, yeah, we're going. And like up on stage, some girl's like spitting razor blades out of vagina, a bungee.
They've come to claim.
Razor blades got him.
They're coming for me. Yeah, like the budgerigar flew out of another vagina, and then when they was doing all this to us, I was like, guys, I don't feel safe. Like, there's budgies, there's razors, let's just go. Go. And, yeah, we survived. But they followed us for two blocks. Like, the madam, she was, like, this big bitch. She had, like, three security guys with her, and we got the fuck out of there. It was, like, some dodgy part of Bangkok.
I've heard things about things very similar to that.
That's scary, man. Especially in a country where you don't, like,
You just pay up. Language. Just pay. It's not that much money to, for your life. You're just like, yeah, here's your $5.
Did you pay?
Leave me alone. No, I gave them something. We got the fuck out, but I gave her something. I was like, oh, here's the money for the drink, and like threw it on the table and ran. So while they were shouting it, that was our...
It was
yeah, they still followed us. Probably wasn't enough.
I'm surprised Drunk Luke wasn't up there doing a show.
Well... It was the razor blade that I figured I probably can't push that out of my orifice. No, give it some time.
Not safe. Not work. The work cover wouldn't have made it over. You know, safe
no, work my travel insurance wouldn't have covered it. No.
Oh, do you know what I keep forgetting to do? My travel insurance. Instagram isn't working again. We can't make Instagram happen.
They did have a warning there. They said there's an issue with Instagram.
It's been a slut, but that's okay. Did you hear about Taylor Swift and Billie Eilish and someone else have pulled all their music off TikTok?
Why did they do that?
They're like, no more. You know, because people.
Oh, they just don't want it shared.
Yeah, they don't want to. They don't want to make memes out. I'm like, isn't that how you get a hit these days? Though,
isn't that how Kylie Minogue's Padam got popular because people were doing TikToks of it?
That's how music gets popular in this day and age. Even the length of a song has gone from 3.5 minutes to barely just over 2, so that people can use it in TikToks. And now people are going, you can't use my songs.
Well, if I was a billionaire, you can probably call those shots, you know? Like, if Taylor wants to do that, might hurt her, but probably not.
I don't think Taylor's sweating on the money, just quietly. They're trying to blame her for like the downfall of football. I'm like,
yes, it's her fault. She sucks.
Yeah, don't put the camera on the bitch. Like, you're the ones showing her. Like,
it's like, oh, I can hear that vibrator going right off.
It's going hot, though, isn't it?
It's my computer. When it gets hot, the fan starts.
Sometimes you can lay like something under it, so there's a fire risk, and that tree behind you, girl, I don't want to do that to you.
I tried. I put a little towel under it.
A flaming Christmas. That'd be great. It worked. Well, money. Speaking of money problems, I just love the picture.
Oh, Lord.
The picture. Donnie has to pay up. Whether he likes it or not, he is, you know, well and truly. Anyway, we'll talk about how fucked he is later. But he has to pay Eugene Carroll $126.65 million in additional damages from the original trial.
Holy guacamole.
Where is this money coming from? He doesn't have it, right?
The Republican Party?
He doesn't have it.
Jared.
Because he got a conviction now, but that's not going to...
Several.
They're not thinking it's going to harm his running for president, though. Well, is that the gist right now, or is it going to?
Isn't the whole big thing that like they have to look at the amendment and go and decide what these charges really mean in regards to a presidential candidate? Because I think the bigger problem is, you know, causing an insurrection. Like, you can grab pussies as much as you like, obviously, because he's a rich white man, so he's grabbing away.
That's just what they do.
That's just what they do. But I feel like when you're like trying to create civil war in the country that you're running. Maybe you shouldn't be allowed to come back in power. That might just be me.
He's front runner.
He's still going for it. Full steam
he's
ahead.
Even through the media here. Like they're doing a special on him on Sunday night. 60 Minutes is. So.
I would have thought that Jeffrey would be excited. More material.
Jeff's ready.
You know, it's not. I'm not really hearing about any of it, though. You know, like
I'm hearing about it 24/7 over here. I'm in Orange County, where they worship the guy.
Yeah, I was gonna say
Orange County, California. It's like his hub. All the millionaires and billionaires here just love him.
All those rich white
folks. With them.
He does.
And he does. His son is like a member at one of the clubs here. He's around a lot. Yeah,
which,
they love him.
Which one?
Which one?
Donald Jr.
Oh,
baby Donnie.
He does like the sniffling. He kind of likes the blondes, doesn't he, sir?
Yeah, but I think he likes everything.
Katrina, you could be Katrina A. Johnson.
First daughter.
They were sitting near Mar-a-Lago. Where Donald Trump lives, to his New Year's Eve party, and you could go for $25,000.
Oh, is that all? Wow.
We should have fundraised.
One of my friends wanted to go. She's like, "Should I go?" I'm like, "Yes."
Yeah. Even you get if that you ring.
You should go. You should see who's there. You should hobnob with all those folks, and you should get everybody's phone numbers in case you ever get in trouble. You're good.
Yeah, get a ring, and then you know what?
Go
get a ring, sign a nice prenup that's mutually accessible.
Get assaulted and then charge them later when they're running for president. It's amazing. Get 126 mil bumps.
He didn't help his friends. He didn't do shit for him. But I mean,
yeah, all those presidential,
so you can
all
get those a presidential little pardons.
You know, I think he pardoned a lot of people. I think he did. I think he did a lot. I think we just didn't hear about it.
Maybe.
Under the table deals.
Think about everything you get in the media. Things happen.
Yeah. Here's what Donnie has to say. This is what Donald wrote after the verdict was handed down and he had to give money to a woman. Absolutely ridiculous. I fully disagree with both verdicts and will be appealing.
Do it in his voice.
I fully disagree with both verdicts and will be appealing this whole Biden-directed witch hunt focused on me and the Republican Party. Our legal system is out of control and being used as a political weapon. They have taken away all the First Amendment rights. This is not America.
Very good. I was impressed.
Well, it is. But it is, you know? Like, suck it up. Deal with it. But these people, if it wasn't amusing, it would be terrifying. And it is terrifying when you see them at these rallies and they're just like, losing their minds over this man.
So many of them.
Losing their fucking minds over this guy who apparently smells like BO and Dookie. It's like
it's a cult. I mean, that's not an exaggeration of the word.
But also, if anyone smells like Dookie, it's Biden. You know he's wearing diapers.
Well, so is look, we've seen those pictures. Remember that? Remember when Donnie put his pants on backwards? That was funny. Everyone's like, what is he wearing? I'm like, those pants are on backwards, kids.
I think
he's like a crisscross throwback.
If you follow either party, any leader, to that extreme, it's unhealthy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like...
Yeah.
Both parties are
but I can't imagine being in that... The energy in that space, I think, would be very off-putting. Like, it's like...
It'd be like going to one of those Christian rallies.
I've never been, so...
You're missing
out. Jeff and Kitty, do you think Trump will? I know we've asked this a few episodes ago, but do you think he will be reelected, or do you think Biden will be president? Because it looks like it's going to be between those two.
I think.
Ooh, no, I heard. Sorry, continue.
I don't think Trump will win. I think it'll be Biden.
But But what I so what I heard
is the candidate, which it looks like it's gonna be, because the only one left is Nikki Haley, and he's beating her. You know, I think it would be Biden. I would hope it would be somebody else, anybody else.
Well, I heard on TikTok, a reliable source for all of your news, that in the background, hush hush, secretly, Barack is funding Michelle. He's going around getting. And that Biden will stand down. She'll become the candidate.
I've heard those rumors circulating all around social media, but I don't
think
so. What's she going to be like, the Democrats' Hillary 2.0? Like, the last wife didn't make it, but maybe this one.
Well, but the difference is Hillary was at least in the game. She was a politician. Yeah. Michelle was nothing. She was a pretty face as far as politics.
I mean, she's well educated. I'm sure she's very capable of doing the job, but
she hasn't done it.
Yeah, she's never been in that space.
She's got no history. Like, you don't just elect a rando president unless it's Donald Trump.
Unless it's a reality star called
Donald Trump. Well, here's the thing. It worked once. Why can't it work again? Like, maybe that's what we need.
Imagine her platform her platform is vegetables and lovely arms for every American.
He hated that shit, though. Like, that's not what she wanted to do.
Yeah, they say that, you know, she would get a lot of votes, but they also say she wouldn't want that. She didn't like the limelight. She couldn't wait to get out of the White House.
Yeah.
If they were going to pick someone, they should pick Kamala.
Oh, they hate her. Can you imagine how much they hate Michelle? Because
we don't hear like a ton.
Yeah, Kamala's just
she doesn't do anything.
She's high all the time. She's great. I mean, she's like, talking about recipes. She's great.
I can hear Vera turning in her sick bed right now.
Vera's logging in as we speak.
Why do you say that? I don't understand. Like, is it like a story out about her? Like, what am I missing? Are you just
saying her demeanor? She acts a bit.
Apparently she partakes. She's.
She's originally trying to gain urban followers, I don't know what you call them, constituents.
Support, I guess.
So she was trying to say that she liked Snoop, and she was trying to say that she liked Dr. Dre, and she's trying to say she liked rap music, and that she was like sort of giving the intonation that she was hood, but she's not.
She's Kamala.
Like, jeez, girl, your suit that you're wearing is worth more than like a whole apartment block in the hood.
At all.
I wouldn't believe that about her.
No.
I enjoy her, though. She's always been very funny when, like, she's good off the cuff, which a lot of these politicians aren't. Like, you can see them go, can't talk.
Which is funny because most of them are ex-lawyers, and that's like meant to be their bread and butter, right? No one had to talk, have a rebuttal.
Most of them, not everyone's a child.
I guess when you're 90 years old, though, it's harder.
Who drove me nuts the worst was Bush, the son, the last one, you know, before Obama. He always came on during The View, the year Rosie was on, and I just wanted to scream and like punch a hole through the TV because this bastard would come on and be like, shut the fuck up. You just wasted 10 minutes saying I'm asshole. Get to the point. Rosie's on. You know what I mean? Like, it was, you know, she was going to fight with Elizabeth. She was going to piss Barbara off. Something good was going to happen. And this asshole's just sitting there not knowing what he's saying.
Well, it happens. It happens. You know?
No.
But he was bigger than Biden. Come on. At least he spoke English and didn't fall down.
I don't have the tolerance or the patience to watch Biden. I have not listened to anything. I read what he says.
He doesn't speak English.
I can't watch it. I just won't do it. I can't.
He speaks mumbo jumbo.
My favorite.
I looked after too many old people to sit through anything of Biden. It just brings back PTSD of just old people.
My favorite thing is when he turns around and talks to people that aren't there.
Like, Trump was, it's Trump, like, where do you, it was like, you know, Tony, right? In the bedroom, Tony, after, where do you go? There's nowhere to go after that, right? So for Trump, for me, is like, there's nothing that's going to top that. Like, you, there's nowhere to go after this. Like, we have to kind of go to baseline somewhere. You know what I mean? Like,
speaking of baseline, that is Biden's heartbeat. Flatline.
Flatline. Oh, he's old. Let him go. He can't help.
I don't know why that tickles me.
She would go. Oh, look. There's lots of well wishes and like, oh. I'm glad you're here, Katrina, because everyone else on the show is going to be sick and they're not here, so we could talk about her.
Excellent.
There's been drama. There's been even more drama in the Brittany James
Justin's good friend.
Even more drama. Now, for those of us that has everyone heard Justin Timberlake's new song?
No.
No.
He's back. Looks like a freaking clown in the video.
He's back. Is selfish. So he's back serving that blue-eyed white boy soul kind of thing from the first album. He's trying to get back that.
It doesn't slap as hard.
It doesn't. No, it's very mid-tempo. It's very blah blah blah.
And his outfit's dumb. He looks stupid. It's not.
But the Britney selfish army, is like a jab at Britney, right?
No way. The Britney army will not let anything stand, as per usual. So Britney also has a song called Selfish, which was a B-side from 13 years ago. And the Britney Army have made Selfish by Britney Spears number one. Yep, number one on iTunes just to fuck with Justin Timberlake.
I love it.
Basically.
It's amazing.
Just to go, you know what? Fuck this guy. And then whole big drama. So then because Selfish was a B-side and there was no music video, they've just picked random Britney videos to start buying to get Justin way down the list and
Britney
Justin. It's like, that's got to feel like justified. Justified.
I see what you did there.
I know, right?
Is Britney Selfish a banger? I've never heard it.
It's an up-tempo. It's better than Justin's.
But it's older.
I love that era. That was our era, kids. You know.
Yeah. So the weird flex of the whole situation is Britney has issued an apology.
Yeah,
she says, "I want to apologize for some of the things I wrote about in my book. If I offended any of the people I genuinely care about, I am deeply sorry." Dot dot dot. I also wanted to say I am in love with Justin Timberlake's new song "Selfish." It was so good. And how come every time I see Justin and Jimmy together, I laugh so hard?
She doesn't
run that social media. Yeah,
like,
no way. There's no way.
I'm so sorry that I wrote in my book that you got me pregnant, made me abort the baby at home, wouldn't let me go to a doctor because you're an asshole and all you care about is your reputation. I'm so sorry I told the truth.
And the worst thing about it was, that whole situation is he sat there and played guitar to her while she was going through that. It's like, dude, how out of touch with you? What shit are you? But he's just, because, you know, he's out there flogging his wares because he's got a new album and a new tour, just like we said there would be after all that NSYNC reunion. Huge surprise. But he's now, there's a video surfaced of him just about to sing Cry Me a River, and he's like, I'd like to apologize to absolutely fucking nobody. It's like, oh, aren't you a bad girl, Justin? Calm down. I'm sure his legal representation went, we're going to sue Britney if she doesn't show something. It just makes you look like a bigger bitch than everyone already knows you are now.
But also,
it's all childish.
For telling the truth.
Exactly. Like,
exactly.
It's like she's making shit up. If it was, you know, false, he could sue her. But obviously, everything that she said was true because there's been no lawsuit. Yeah, that's what held up the show in the book in the first place, is that everyone was so worried about what she's going to say, which, after the book, it does make sense why it seems a little light on.
Oh, but you know they would have edited so much good stuff out.
Yeah.
Like, that's a lawsuit. So all the good shit. I hope there's like another book that comes out on her deathbed. She's like, here it is.
Do you think she left out parts of like the things she did wrong?
Of course she did.
Oh yeah. So,
right. So
isn't that usually most think, people like,
no, just because the queen has never done anything wrong. How dare you?
Like, I'm not saying that this dude is innocent, but I don't think it's fair that he gets.
But you crucified. Don't think Britney's that innocent either?
No, and I don't think we get to judge a relationship that happened when they were kids. And
yes, we do.
20 years ago,
he's an asshole, and she's not.
I don't think that's fair.
Here's my question for you guys: mm-hmm. Is revenge, no matter how long it takes, still sweet? On an ex. I mean, this is 13 years later. She's quit the music industry and she still manages to knock him out of number one. It's like, that's a first little off, bit delicious.
Both songs are terrible. Secondly,
here we go.
If you need to get revenge after all that time, you really, really need to talk to a fucking therapist.
But she wasn't trying to get revenge. She was just telling her story.
No, I'm not talking about that part. I'm talking about like the song. You know what I mean? Like that kind
but
of.
But she
like,
didn't do that either. That was her fans.
All she did was
it's
drop
Justin acting like a dick.
Right, but he's asking if you get revenge. Like, do you want revenge? I'm saying if you want to get revenge, then you need to go get help. After 13 years.
Okay, sure. But she didn't do anything for revenge, like, so I think it's brilliant.
Yeah.
Kiss.
It's a little shot of Freudian, like, yeah, I might not have anything to do with you, but if something kind of, not horrible, but something bad happens, you kind of go, oopsie.
Like, yeah, I wish you well. Speaking of horrible, like, the Instagram reels of her are really, I find them unsettling. I'm like,
I had to unfollow. I'm not going to lie. I had to unfollow because they are so bad.
It's not cool.
Let her spin into the next millennium, kids.
Right.
In the last millennium's outfit.
Exactly. With that eye makeup.
She's been in the house for how many years, bitch? It's not like she's going shopping at the mall. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, she's not hanging out in public. Like, how does she fucking know what to wear?
Although every now and then she's in Vegas, it's like, hi. But I guess that's what happens, right?
I mean, if the bitch wants to spin around in yellow and fucking have runny mascara.
No,
let her do it.
Issues with the runny mascara.
I just wish she'd get some dry
shampoo.
Wiggle
around with dogs.
You're too good for the runny mascara.
Some dry shampoo and a liquid, like a waterproof eyeliner, would fix a lot of problems. Like,
but you know, I mean, but here's the thing: she's entitled to do it after having to, Katrina. You know, having 19 pounds of makeup on, getting all done. It's not. I mean, it's fun, but at the same time, it's a lot of fucking work.
It's daunting. Mm-hmm.
So to have to do it for as long as she did, for as much as she did, if she wants to fucking do all that.
Where did the eyeliner and mascara come from? Because it's never been where it's supposed to be.
We did mention this a while back because I remember when the book came out, we were having this conversation about, you've seen it, Katrina, because you were a child actress, you're a child star. People stunt at the time, their development stunts where they left off. So yeah. Britney wouldn't have known how to do her own makeup properly. She obviously knows how to put on eyeliner. Like, that's the one thing she knows how to do to make herself look good.
Like the 80s thing, right? Where it's like under.
Yeah, because she was a little dancing kid. She was a little dancing kid from the 80s. You know what I mean?
That would have been their makeup for the dance.
That was her knowledge base. Yeah. So. And if everyone else, doing a nice cat eye. Yeah.
And then she's got like the Pam Anderson like hair from Baywatch.
Ratty hair. It's nice. The extensions are it. Everything old is new again, though. The fashion's back. And Dolly Parton says the Buffy is still coming back because if you didn't know.
What in gay Dolly, hell?
Dolly Parton is and has always been a producer on Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
Of the show, she was.
Of the show.
How in the actual fuck?
Yeah, I know.
Did you not know that?
No, how did that happen?
It's also very relevant because Jeffrey has a really good video of David Boreanaz.
Oh.
Didn't that come from Luke?
It came from
Luke. Yeah, it did, actually.
We've all seen the David.
For Jeffrey
Listen, all the videos of all the male celebrities playing with themselves come from Luke.
That's true. I've got a few Power Rangers now.
You've got a database. He's got a database. It's all good.
Like, all of a sudden, randomly at 3 a.m., I'll wake up and I'm like, oh, my God. And then...
Well, we ran the story on it, and I had to make sure it was legit. You can't write something. Because, like, you know, a few times I've written a story that turns out they weren't correct. And I'm like, oh, I'm sorry. So I'm like, I got to fact check this shit. I had to watch David Burian start to finish to make sure it was him the whole time. That it was all legit and above board when I posted that article.
And you had to have all of our, you had to have all of us check to make sure.
Verify. Exactly. Well, we're all the producers.
You had to have three witnesses.
And I remember a thank you from you, and you.
Well, I can say that now that I've seen that video, I will probably watch the reboot if he's in it.
You know what? I actually might.
I was gonna say this is the conversation I was gonna have because you know, hey, we are a reboot of a reboot of a reboot of whatever we unscripted radio that we started out and we are now uncensored radio live podcast. We are really a reboot of a reboot of a reboot.
Reboot.
Is there a time? Like, I know people get their arsey handed to them about reboots. Some things don't need to be made. Has anyone seen Mean Girls, the musical movie?
No.
Yeah, but that was like a movie based on the musical. The musical itself was a separate thing.
I didn't like the musical. I hated it. I'm so sad to say that, but I didn't like the musical.
A lot of people are saying that, yes, okay, it's a musical, like Heathers, like all the Legally Blonde, but does there need to be a movie version of a stage version of a movie if it's already existing? Like, different?
The movie of this was the stage... It was a movie of the stage version?
Yes.
Like,
was you know what they need to do?
No. It was filmed as a movie.
They need to get Rachel, Lindsay, and the other two, the one from Party of Five, and another one. Seyfried.
Who's the meanest
Rachel
one?
Rachel Adams.
Rachel McAdams.
Yeah, she's Rachel McAdams with Regina. Everyone's interested if there's enough green.
In the stage version that I saw, fucking Regina was pregnant and fat, and it ruined the
whole
the actress.
It was very. It's just bad casting, Katrina. Casting.
Stupid. I hate it. It makes no sense.
I don't know if I was just what was going on in my life, like. I think I saw this movie like well after it came out. So I've never been
into it.
I've seen it, but I've just never. I mean, there's parts of it that are funny. I just don't get it. Like, but
I think we're a bit older when it came out. We weren't really the target audience.
Is it like Mean Girls? Yes, Mean Girls, the movie. Yes, it was. We were old. We were still. I think. Around that core audience age, like we were around that, but I don't know that it's for us now, if that makes sense.
But the stage version is basically the movie, but without a plot.
I know, but they're trying to and just random songs,
right? But even like Legally
Blonde,
back
to Buffy, though,
I saw that this musical and
didn't do it for you.
I don't like musicals.
If with Buffy though, if they do what they've done with Scream and so and have like and because the show was Scream, left to continue from? That story, I'm here. Look, if they do like a continuation, it leaves the door open to bring back the old cast. A lot of the cast members would be willing to do cameos and stuff, and they could. But if they just go and recast Buffy and all of that and redo it again. I don't know if it'll. I think it'll piss people off more than
not a remake. Not a remake. They need to do like what they're doing with all these other movies.
A requel.
Wasn't the whole thing? I mean, I don't know. I didn't watch the show. I saw the movie. Right, like the movie was my thing.
You're the movie fan.
And wasn't there somewhere in either the comic books or the show, one of them where it said there was multiple.
Yeah, slayers, at the end of this show, all the girls got activated. They were all slayers, so it could follow any single person.
couldn't we just have another Buffy? Like, and can't
well, this
we,
is it, the thing. As still Luke just
in,
said,
in the universe,
as Luke said, the TV show ended. A big spoiler for those of you that haven't watched a 25-year-old show, Nelly. But how I, gross I is that?
I've not.
How
seen gross the is that? You're ruining
the
end, it.
So the ending.
Are ruining it.
To save the universe, Buffy basically sacrificed her power so that every girl who potentially would be a Slayer is a Slayer, has those powers, can do all that kind of stuff.
Buffy I kept think her it's in, too.
Yeah. Well, they it's not like she lost it, but she's no longer the only one. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. It's a very feminist moment. Everyone has the power within them. Rah, 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 hand it down, pass it on, ka, ka, ka. A little bit heavy, a little bit stinky. But the popularity of the podcast that they've done it shows that the audience is still there. And this is not done, like, the big shadow over Buffy is Joss Whedon. And, it, like, with her going, and even her going, this guy's a fucking dipshit. The fact that the cast are now taking back the power and creating this podcast where the characters exist still in that universe, but they're progressing the story along. Is
you
the
mean
way
the audio series, right?
Yeah.
Not Slate, she's not doing Slate. It, right?
Yeah. She hasn't yet.
Sarah Michelle hasn't.
No. No. But, you know, she probably wants payday. She's not on RuPaul's Drag Race. I mean, come on.
She's yeah, busy but what girl. Else has she done?
She did have that Wolfpack show, but that got cancelled.
Yeah, it's got cancelled. But she's busy. She's maybe a she'll pop woman. Up. She's got a.
Maybe she'll
pop up in that.
They're doing a Cruel Intentions TV series, so maybe she'll pop up in that.
No, they shot a pilot for that. I've got it somewhere actually.
She'd have to be someone's mom.
Yeah, this is another one. They're doing it again. They're going back to the well. Because I also have the pilot for the Cruel Intentions TV show where she played Catherine and it was all about, you know, Sebastian's son going to school and she found out about it and she's like, ooh, I'm an old whore, et cetera, et cetera.
Ooh, I'm going to have some more cocaine.
Probably not meant for us, you know. But what I'm going to share with this with you, because Jeffrey shared it with me a couple of days or maybe a couple of weeks ago, there's a teacher that's gone viral. For the list of words that are banned in her classroom. And I want your reaction because some of these, I don't know.
Do you know what they all are?
But yeah, I've got them here. So I'm going
Can you flash them up or them. You got them just in front of you?
I'm going to read them because I wasn't that prepared. So number one is bruh. Bruh.
Yeah, that's not a real word. And I know we change language all the time, but the way it's spelled isn't even phonetically correct. So, yes, no.
I haven't heard of number two. It might be an American thing. Standing on business.
I don't know.
I've
young
never heard
person
of thing. All right, next one is skiggy.
Oh.
And then fourth is skiggy by itself because it must be pretend.
But wait, she said that these can't be submitted to her in like papers, right? Like
no, really they are not allowed to be spoken. They are not allowed to in her classroom. All of these words are allowed in her classroom. Number five is you ate that up.
You what?
You ate that up.
You ate that like, up.
You ate that up.
Yeah, but it means like you
really
took control
job.
Of that. Or yeah, it. Yeah.
Yeah. You ate that up, girl.
Girl,
why is that? Like this bitch sounds like she's just got a problem.
No,
she's a Florida person, isn't she?
Force English
yeah.
in a place of learning. She's doing the right thing.
Number six, that's cat.
Yeah, no,
that's cat, bro.
No,
that's cat.
Bras band, remember?
What's up, gay?
What's up, yay?
What's up, gay?
Gang, gang, G-A-N-G.
Oh, gang.
Number eight is bet.
Bet?
Bet.
Bet.
Bet. On God, Miss T. On God. On God. On God by itself.
Yeah.
On my mama. On my dead mum, dad, aunt, cousin, any family member, friend, or associate. Riz.
Where does this lady teach?
Riz?
Does it say where she's a teacher?
I don't know where she... And she just doesn't like slang words.
Get out.
It sounds like I think she's got like a problem. Oh.
She doesn't have a problem. She's correct.
She does it because she does it because she's banned that word at number 21.
What?
The N word.
Oh.
I'm like, oh, there we go.
You shouldn't be using that word anyway.
Do you know what munion means? That sounds really. That sounds munion. Munion.
Munion. Yeah. Sounds like what something you call someone you don't really like.
Get your filthy bunion out of my face.
Like something I would like with to be done to my filet.
I think if this was a good teacher, they'd figure out a way to get the kids to do what they wanted without making a list banning words.
Yep.
Okay. Oh, well.
Jeffrey, you buzzkill. Gosh, maybe she's trying to be like that teacher Hillary Swank play.
I think if you're trying to crush their form of expression, you're just asking for a fight.
Okay, so would somebody please mute Jeffrey so we can crush his form of expression?
Well,
yeah, also, you munion. Jeffrey's being a munion.
Jeffrey's being the biggest munion I've God, ever Jeffrey. Seen. I'm God, Jeffrey. Oh, God.
No, look, I sort of agree with Jeff, though, too. Like, if these kids want to express themselves, like, if it's creative writing or something like that, then, no, they shouldn't be limited. I remember in trouble for writing bloody in a thing that I'd written for English, but it was actually in regards to, like, bloody syringes, but her comprehension was that fucking limited. She couldn't read it in context. And she's like, you can't swear in your papers.
I mean, if they were swearing or if they were being filthy.
But also they're using this jargon that she doesn't even know. So as far as she's concerned, it could be curse words.
Well,
these aren't real English words. So she has every right to enforce no slang in the classroom, especially when you're doing work, especially in papers.
I mean, that would be like one of our teachers being like, you know, my little brothers used to go into school and be like, Bossa Nova from like the fucking Ninja Turtles. The teachers
Cowabunga!
Yeah, they were Bossa Nova. You know what I mean? Like just making shit up.
Well, Doxy says standing on business is sort of like sorting out your priorities or putting your money where your mouth is. Knowledge from your local Zillion. Thank you, Doxy.
Thank you, Doxy.
I'll just stand on my business.
Thank you for visiting us in the nursing home, Doxy.
And the last one on the list is it's giving. I like it's giving. Like Katrina
I like
said,
that one, actually. Like,
It's giving tooth chipping vibrator. That sound. It's like it's. That's what it's giving. It's nice. We like it.
It's a computer fan. It's hot.
Not a vibrator, people. Not a vibrator. If you subscribe to our Patreon when we finally get it up, you'll see what it really was.
You never know. You never, never know.
Oh, Munyon. Here we go. Actually clarified that one.
Munyon has an old biblical meaning to being inferior. It has a more modern meaning that involves corpses and peanut butter.
Oh, dear.
That's a South Park thing, isn't it? Remember when they went mum diving?
I don't know. What? I'm picturing peanut butter.
And I don't like that either.
I don't like that.
Why peanut butter?
Don't even know, Jeffrey. I'm going there visually too. Let's just stop.
Jeffrey,
I
asked you that question when I was in America. What's the obsession with peanut butter?
Chocolate? Reese's?
It's yummy.
Okay, I can't. Look, if you don't understand the importance of air.
I love peanut butter. M&M's. The best.
I like
peanut
butter.
I wish they'd sell them here at our grocery store. What do you like? Peanut butter munions? Did you say?
Katrina's gonna release a snack called Munyons. It's gonna be great. Munyons. It's like, oh, it just sounds not good. But all right, we've got a view from here this week as well. This one's gonna hit everyone where it counts in the pocket because this one comes from Reddit, as all good stuff does. We love it. We love it. Am I the asshole which delivers?
Probably.
Am I the asshole for not giving up my part of an inheritance? Here we go. My grandmother passed away recently. I was incredibly close with her, as was my little sister. My grandfather preceded her for about 6 months and she was ready to go. I have four cousins, but the focus of this story is on one of them. Let's call her Eve. Eve has five children with four different fathers. My grandmother was never happy with Eve, as her first child was born when Eve was just 15. The estate lawyers, or whatever they're called, the ones who are in charge of executing, I think she's trying to say, my grandparents will called us for my parents, called for us, my aunts, my uncles, my parents, blah, 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 to go for a reading of the will. We all read it out and found out my grandparents left their grandchildren, not their great-grandchildren, mind you, equal parts in their estate. In total, each grandchild got about $1.2 million in inheritance after taxes went and stock and everything went through, except for Eve. My grandparents had evidently made it so that her share of the will was to be divided up between Eve and her children. This did not go over well at all. Once the lawyers left, Eve stood up and demanded that the grandchildren pool their inheritances and split it evenly between both them and Eve's kids. I'm the only one who really stands up to her, and I plainly said that I won't be giving her anything, and this was her problem, not ours.
Agreed.
A few days later, I am being bombarded by Eve's parents and her sister. They're saying I should not deprive Eve of her rightful share of the inheritance just because she wanted to become a mother, that it wasn't fair what my grandparents did, and this could set things right. I've blocked them all, but Eve must be hounding my other cousins as they've all started to give in. This has left me wondering, am I the asshole for not being willing to give up my inheritance for kids that aren't mine? And I really don't like.
My turn, me first. No, you're not the asshole. Eve is the asshole. Also, who the fuck do you think you are, Eve, to go after your relatives for money that's not even yours, bitch? It's not your money. Back off. It's your grandparents' hard-earned money. You didn't earn shit. All you did was be a little slut. That doesn't make you entitled to anything.
Whoa, hot takes from Katrina A. Johnson.
I mean, you're not going to tell me that she got married and planned on having a family and that she needed...
But most mothers would be happy the children have got money when they're older.
Thank you. Also, it's not her decision. It's an inheritance. It's a gift. You're not entitled to that. How dare you? No.
No, you get crazy
when it comes to family money, but it's not a given. If people decide to give money to you, then that's a gift. And you should take the gift and be happy, whatever that means.
It's their money, right? It's their money that they've decided to give to their grandchildren. But they've obviously seen something in what's happened with this woman and her children that went, okay, we're going to make sure that no matter what mum does, that these kids have something in their lives, that we're looking after them in some way. Like, that's not anyone else's fault, but usually yours. That's
right. I think the reason they gave it to the kids is because they know she's irresponsible. She can't be trusted with it. So they wanted to see her kids get something. And that the other people were capable of managing $1.2 million. And she wasn't.
Did her parents not get any money?
Doesn't sound like it. I didn't really go into it. That they gave to, I'm sure there's probably more, but they organized inheritances for their grandchildren, which is lovely, you know? Like,
so,
and not a small amount.
Money, they can, that's on them. They don't need to harass the other relatives.
Yeah, so I'm thinking you're going to say, why would you leave money to your grandkids but not your kids, right? So
maybe there's not enough properties,
maybe there's other things, but the cash portion went to the grandkids.
Yeah. And $1.2 million each across four of them after taxes and everything. That's a lot of money.
Granny was loaded, man.
Grandpa would fucking do it.
Look, I don't think you're the asshole either, whoever you are, strange Redditor. I think Eve's the munion. I have to be careful here because something very similar happened in our family, and some certain grandchildren got inheritance instead of some other people. And it was contested and it was thrown out because it was not, it was the will of the grandparents. That's where the money was going. That's where it went. Mm-hmm. So I don't understand why people feel entitled, because people make a will. It's their own free will. It's their will. It's exactly, it's in the name. They mm-hmm. want to gift the money to who they want to gift it to. That's why some people donate it all to charity. Some people give it to whoever, their neighbor. Some people get swindled by, you know, their very suddenly caring, much younger girlfriend. Like, who cares? It's whoever they want to leave it to. So, mm-hmm. yeah, you're not the asshole. Yeah. I think Eve's being a bit of an asshole. She won't be careful because it sounds a bit prolapse too.
Obviously, that's more indicative of the issues that they had, like Eve had with the grandparents. Why is that anyone else's problem?
It's not. It's no one else's responsibility.
Like, if it was that, if the relationship was that fractured, maybe when you knew your grandparents were A, getting older, and B, not well, you try and mend that relationship if you're that worried about, you know.
This also doesn't mean that the grandparents just weren't assholes because she got pregnant when she was young. And maybe she was totally had a normal life and the grandmother was just a bitch, you know. And she just
held a grudge. I don't think so, though, Jeff, because it sounds like the grandmas considered the kids, the little ones. Like, kids. Is Eve going to provide that well for them if she's too busy getting impregnated
by random? Maybe not, but it is possible because this we don't know. The grandmother was just a bitch because we don't know that the parents didn't get money.
But if she was a bitch, if grandma was a bitch, she wouldn't have given money to the great grandkids.
Yeah. We all know families where, you know, they favor one person's children over another person's, you know, half sibling and all that kind of stuff. It's
absolutely agree, though, that when somebody leaves money, however they leave it, That's what
Dogsy. We'll talk after the show. Leave it to me.
Anybody should really be able to contest somebody's will. That was their will. That's how they left it.
Agreed.
Oh shit. You know, nobody's I can't. It always is mind fucking to me when somebody's like, I should have got what the fuck? Yeah. Like, you're fighting over somebody's shit.
Yeah. It's like being a jack. Like being a vulture. It's like picking at the corpse.
Yeah. You know what? Being working with a lot of people that are at the end of their life, back in my younger nursing days, you mightn't see anyone come visit as soon as they're dead. They're in there clearing shit out. Oh, yeah. Real quick.
When people die all the time.
Have you got the body out of the bed yet? We want her linen.
Yeah. Grandma had an antique bunion. I'd like to get it, please. I want to see it. But I think the general consensus is that Eve can go jump. Because it's the money. She's not getting money. She's just not getting as much money as everyone else. Because
she's getting like 300K and the other kids.
She's included, but the kids are included as well. So suck a fat one, though. Get a job. Like, deal with it.
Exactly.
Deal with it. Life's not fair, and you're not guaranteed anything. Just because you're related to someone doesn't mean you're entitled to their money, that you're entitled to their houses, you're entitled to anything. If someone decides to leave you something, that speaks, I think, more about your relationship with them than anything else. And as we said, that the fact that all of those great-grandchildren
mm-hmm.
of hers, it doesn't say, like, I'm sure the other people have kids because it said, no money to the great-grandchildren except for Eve's kids. That says that, you know, the grandparents at least thought enough of them to make sure that they're provided for. That's all I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, righto, Munyon.
Oh, my Munyon's all infected. But we're over time, kids. We always get to these shows when there's a couple of us like, we're not going to have enough to talk about, and we're over time. But it's all good.
We were opinionated.
We have lots of opinions. Our bunions are always fired up and ready to go. It's just how we live our lives. So thank you, Jeffrey, while you're still awake. secular.
And everyone, leave us a hashtag Munyon in the comments.
Thanks. Yeah, Munyon. Let's get some hashtag Munyon shirts made. The lovely Miss Katrina A. Johnson, thank you for joining us. I've been Steve. Thank you for joining us on UCR Live. We'll be back at you with our Munyons of Flair next week. See you later, guys.
Bye.
Oh my God, these employees never stop texting.
I think I'm gonna put Munyon.
Who do you think is a Munyon out of all of these people?
I think we all are. Pick one. That was nasty.